No, you can.
Leave it open, it's a little bit wide. It's so hot here.
Let me just check it out.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our presentation. This is Reem. My name is Reem Hamarna. I'm a business analyst in College of Accounting. And my partner,
I'm Surya Hazari, Associate Registrar for the College of Accounting.
We are here to talk about sponsor, how CNEQ's delegate access to provide information to the sponsor. And our agenda will be about brief about CNEQ, purpose of the project, process of flow and specification and result. To give a brief information about the college. College of North Atlantic is one of the largest post-secondary education and skills training centers in Canada, and with the history of dating back 50 years. This college has 17 campus locations throughout the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. In 2002, College of North Atlantic was chosen by the state of Qatar from one of the top colleges around the world to achieve Qatar need for technical college. With 40 years of success and long list of program offering and create what the new Qatari Premier Technical College. CNEQ programs are tailored to Qatar top industries. CNEQ offered education experience in business school and engineering school and health science school, IT school, and we have technical program technician. Our presentation about sponsor self-service, and I'll leave it to Suraya.
Yeah. So, as you know, I have some of my colleagues here as well. The college has a sponsorship as part of our enrollment. Some of the companies from Qatar, especially the Qatar Petroleum Company and their subsidiaries, sponsor their employees as students to our college. So there's a large part. Currently we have about 1,007 students sponsored by 75 companies. So we are looking after their enrollment and their invoicing and everything for the sponsors. So sponsors have a contract with us, which is renewed every semester. And those contracts have authority to actually access their admissions, enrollment, graduation, grades, anything that's related to sponsor and their information, they have access to it. They have authority to learn about that because initially as a university, our policy is that we don't give consent to any of, they don't have access to information other than the students, right? So for sponsors, it's the other way around. They have access to all the information. So what we were doing initially was we have a sponsor coordinator, and through the registrar's office, we give out all the information through reports and all the analytics goes to the students through the sponsor coordinator. But after some time, what happens is when they are sending out information, and by the time the sponsors take management decisions on their students, on their employees / students, they find that sometimes the information is updated. It's a different status right now. So with all that, they had a problem because they can't get the information on real time. So they requested us to the registrar's office to have can we have information on students real time? We want to be able to access the students. So we looked at the delegated access functionality in PeopleSoft. and we customized it according to the sponsor's requirement to come up with Sponsor. So Sponsor is shortened form for sponsor self-service, and through that the sponsors were able to access the personal information of their students, as well as all the enrollment information, billing, and attendance, which is a vital part as well. Attendance as well as the completion and graduation. So today we are talking, we will tell you about how the process flow is. It's going to be, the students will be able to, the sponsors will be able to get into the PeopleSoft by Campus Solution through the internet. On our website, and then they have access to all the information what they require. So this was completely customized for us, but we use the function from delegated access. So Reem now will like explain to you the access and the personal information of how it is set up in our system, and I'll explain to you about the academic information and the report.
What we provide to sponsors self-service, all to the sponsor, we provide them a training session and manual documents so they can go through it, and also we give them our phone number to contact us if they need any assistance through the sponsor service. But we go through the access. They have the accesses through the website. They go from the main website, we have the People Self-Service sponsor. They go and login from there. And we provide them with the login username and password. So they have access by credential, username and password we give them. And we also have option to give them also, they can change their own password. And we give them also how to, if they forget their own password. And when they login, they go to this main menu. And we have put them CNA Sponsor Center. If they click this one, they will go to all the navigation and all the data or all the reports they're looking for to see the student information. And this is the information they're looking for. They can see the name. They get this report. They can see if they have the national ID, they can search by national ID. They get the ID and the name, the student and the date of birth and the gender. And also they can have the phone number and the contact information also. If they search by the student ID, they get the same information, and they get also the PO box and the email. We go back now to the academic information.
Okay. So now what happens is for sponsors, they need the academic information. They would want to see what the student's current status is. So in real time, they can access to this page through these navigations. It's the same in the sponsor center, and they are able to see service indicators, student grades, academic standing, student profile, and unofficial transcripts. So this is the student profile. Now student profile is a bolt-on which we built to see what the student has done so far in his program. So you get all the details like the name, sub-plan, and what is the plan they're doing, and their advisors, then their CAEL or IELTS scores, and plus all the list of courses that they have done in different semesters. Then they see their grades, so the unofficial transcript in the grade, the grades in unofficial transcript, which shows you the academic history, and these are all delivered reports what we already have in PeopleSoft, and they use that. Then the reports, these were the reports that we generated for the, so it doesn't, it is not the same as how we have when we, as an admin users, when we run reports, we have to do the process and then we generate the reports, and through the report manager we will see the reports. But sponsors are not, cannot do that, because we have to do extensive training for that. And since they are in the industry, what we do is we have made it customized so that it can, the report can run from the back end without being having a lot of steps and navigations to go through. So in the attendance, we only have the first screen that has the attendance report that can that has these parameters, which can actually select summary or the detailed report. So that's the summary screen, and this is what detail. It's the same screen, only it has a drop down at the report type, which can select summary or detail. Then when they do that, that's the report they get. So that even that is set up to do attendance report in a PDF format or in an Excel format. They need the Excel format because they upload all this information into their system, which records all their attendance, which in line, it helps them to do the salary. Then the academic history. Now this is also a customized report which we did in Excel format, which can take the all the information about the student's previous academic history and transfer it to their system. So this was also completely customized in an Excel format, very basic report type that has all the details, and that gets uploaded into their system right away. And the last thing we have here is a confirmation of enrollment, which adds, which is actually what they use to bill us, pay us, because we bill them according to the confirmation of enrollment, and they provide us with the billing. So these are the three reports. Now, after working on these, it has become really, really helpful for us in CNAQ. We don't have to run reports all the time. They run it by themselves. And it has saved a lot of time and effort from CNAQ as well as the sponsors. The sponsors are happy using these reports. But the other thing we do is we are constantly making it, improving the way it is looking, because the demands are changing. There is very high performance management looked at for these students as employees in their company. So they are looking for changes. But whenever they do the change, we do all that in-house. We have an IT team that looks after this, and they prepare it for them. So it's working, and it has been very successful. At the same time, it's been improvised as per the sponsor's requirements. So Rim will give the conclusion, and if you have any questions.
Thank you so much. This is what we try to provide, to see how we customize and work so hard. This project started from 2003, September 13th, and it's taken almost 1 year to customize and provide this to the sponsor to make their life easy and our life easy. This is what we try to bring you and see it, how we work so hard to help.
When did you start, sir?
2013.
Yes, 2013.
We've been using PeopleSoft since 2004. But the sponsor self-service was actually done in 2013. After we got the, after we had our version changed to 9.0.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Nothing about financials.
Financials.
Any information to sponsor?
We do our invoicing through billing requests. That's all delivered functionalities of PeopleSoft. So that goes through billing requests, and that goes to finance. Yes. They prepare the invoices and they send to them. So it's all post billing for sponsors.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost the same question for the invoices, but I'm asking another question regarding the grades for the students.
Yes.
You mentioned related to the confirmation of enrollment based on just your additional invoices.
Yes. Yes.
So how are you capturing the
enrollment?
The grades will go as transcripts and academic history.
They are they paying on even repeated courses?
Yes.
The sponsor doesn't matter with them, because we get approval from the beginning. When a student tries to register, we get approval from a sponsor to register them. We can register a student without approval from a
sponsor. Means to say you have to get the confirmation on semester basis?
Exactly.
Everything will go here by semester.
Yeah, once they get the grades, they will decide whether to send them again.
They can continue or they can stop. Or sometimes they don't allow them to repeat the course, but it depends about the sponsor request.
Yes. And even attendance. Even if they're not showing classes, they will withdraw them from sponsorship.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yeah, just here you mentioned a customizing report and you are customizing by using what XML is already there, right?
Yes.
Customize a report as a third party is like.
Yes, we have. The, it's the third party contract that has been arranged to through
what
student groups.
What technology you have used?
I think it's I'm not very technical on that, but I think it's XML they use.
XML.
Yes.
You have mentioned that for the academic history report, it will the sponsors will upload sponsors will when they are under report, it will get uploaded to their system.
Yes.
Is there any integration or how?
Yes, we did. Actually, our IT team spoke. We had a meeting with the sponsors' IT teams. And they found the interface, they built the interface so that this could be uploaded. So this is basically Excel, and their program can take in Excel file. So we spoke with them, basically it was formatting and how they wanted the report. That's how it was, because earlier we were sending it by Excel, but it wasn't picking up all the information. So we had a meeting with them, and they wanted, this is the format we want, and it's, I think they are using SAP.
Yes,
yeah, they're using SAP. SAP. The SAP is actually taking it from the Excel.
Yes.
So academic history includes all the like service indicator, all the information related to the student.
Yes.
Enrollment confirmation for the particular semester.
Yes.
What do you mean by SAP? SAP as an application or satisfactory academic progress?
It's for the employee database. I don't know the
HR system.
It's
an
HR system.
So it's SAP as an application.
Yes.
Anything else? Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.